Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Moe's Sports Talk. I'm your host, Maurice Trice, and I'm ready to talk sports with you on this beautiful Friday in Oklahoma. It's about 75 degrees outside, really enjoying the weather. Man, it is really, really nice outside. Looking forward to the weekend as well, but we might have a lot of rain in Oklahoma, so I'm not looking forward to that. But we have a big show planned for you today, my special NBA playoff preview show today, so I'm looking forward to breaking down all the playoff matchups. Before we do that, as always, there's three ways to contact the show. You can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Again, the number to call into the show, 1-646-929-0429. You can also email me, MauriceTrice@hotmail.com. That's MauriceTrice@hotmail.com. And you can also follow me on Twitter at TheDukeBoy100. That's at TheDukeBoy100. You can also listen to the show on TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com. That's TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com. And you can also listen to the show, I believe, on iTunes as well. And you can also like my Facebook page on Facebook, just put in Moe's Sports Talk in the search on Facebook, and you can like my Facebook page. But again, we have a big show planned for you today. We're going to be breaking down the NBA playoffs as the playoffs start tomorrow. I will not have our favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Greg, but I do have his predictions, so we'll do that in a couple of minutes. I have a couple other predictions as well. We might have a special guest or two before we start our NBA playoff preview. But before we do that, we can talk about the last night of the regular season in the NBA. What a special night it was. First, the Golden State Warriors win their 73rd game, finishing 73-9, entering the playoffs. And, you know, when they were trying to make this record, I said, if Steph Curry or Klay Thompson or someone gets injured, then this record really means nothing if they get injured before the playoffs. If they stayed healthy, the record is important. Look, that is a great record. That's a record when the 95-96 Bulls won 72 games. So there's no way anyone's going to break that record. I mean, I remember saying that. I was like, there's no way a team is going to win more than 72 games, and you got to get up to the Warriors going 73-9. Just consistent excellence by Golden State. So even if they don't win an NBA title, and I know that's always the goal, and it takes up maybe a little bit away from the record, they still had an impressive season. They've still been really excellent. 73-9, 91% winning percentage. That is ridiculous. So give it up to the Warriors. And then also, Kobe on the last night, Kobe Bryant, he plays his last game. He dropped 60 on the Utah Jazz. That's right, I said 60. Now, he took 50 shots. That's a lot of shots. That's a crazy amount of shots. But still, for Kobe at his age, at 37, with all the wear and tear on his body, to go out and score 60 in his last game, that was amazing. I give it up to Kobe Bryant. He's scoring 60 in his last game. Look, I didn't like how the final years of his career went down. I didn't like him berating his teammates in practice. We talked about this on my last show. I didn't like the fact that he didn't take less money to try to make the team around him better since he wanted to win his sixth title. You know, he wanted to tie Michael Jordan. But the last night of the regular season for Kobe Bryant, that was a celebration of his career. So just look past all of that, and that's how he went out, like he came in. He was just always a big shot maker and a big shot taker. That's what Kobe Bryant did. He also got to the basket, and I don't believe that they were saying the Utah Jazz, they didn't play great defense. They weren't into it defensively. They knew they weren't going to be in the playoffs. Gordon Hayward was playing pretty good, tough defense on Kobe Bryant. He just couldn't stop him. Kobe Bryant had that look in his eyes, especially in that fourth quarter when he scored 23 points. That was impressive. That was a Black Mamba. That was impressive. So, and the Lakers get a win. So the Lakers, now they need to look to the future, and they need to and you get some things done, obviously, to make their team better. Via trade, free agency, they're going to have a lot of money to spend. But that night was a celebration for Kobe Bryant, and he went out. That's how you want to go out, with a win and scoring 60 points. Oh, my goodness, at age 37. Wow, very impressive by Kobe Bryant, and a great career by Kobe Bryant. We can also talk about the NFL draft, which starts April 28th. The Rams trade with the Titans for the number one pick. So the Rams have the number one pick. The Rams give the Titans their 15th pick, plus 2 second-round picks, plus a third-round pick, and a first and third-round pick in the 2017 draft. That's a lot to give up. There's no doubt about that. So Jared Goff, if they go Jared Goff over the quarterback from North Dakota State, Goff better be he better be a franchise quarterback. He better be, and I think he has the potential to be. Who knows if he's going to be, but he definitely has the potential to be. But he better be when you give up that much. And for the Titans, man, if they make the right picks, it's going to be a great draft. They get 6 picks in the top 76 picks. They get 6 of them. So they should have a really, really good draft comes starting April 28th. But for the Rams, they just have to hope Jared Goff is a star. Basically, he has to be a star when you trade all those picks for Jared Goff. He has to be a star, period. So we'll see how that turns out. He's a California guy, so that'll work with the L.A. Rams, but he has a lot of potential. He can make all the throws, especially out of the pocket. He's mobile. Now, some people will say, well, he doesn't play under center. He played a lot in shotgun at Cal, but still, I think he has a lot of potential. But we'll see. We'll see if he can live up to that potential. We can also talk about the NFL schedules were released last night. Now, I don't have it in front of me, so hopefully I'll get that in front of me soon. But it was not in the Daily Oklahoman, and I was not happy about that. But on September 8th, it'll be the Carolina Panthers at the Denver Broncos, a Super Bowl rematch. So I'm looking forward to that, even though it's a long time away. So we can talk about that if you want. We can also talk baseball. My favorite team, the New York Yankees, lose 2 out of 3 to the Blue Jays. They're now 500 at 4-4, so that's a tough series loss to the Blue Jays. I was hoping that the Yankees would take 2 out of 3 from the Blue Jays, but the Blue Jays are really good, so we'll see how the Yankees do this weekend against Seattle. The Cubs, they're 8-2. I believe they lost to the Rockies today. They were down 5-1. They're 8-2. Still playing some really, really great baseball, even without Cal Schober, which is a big injury for the Chicago Cubs. Even though they lost today to the Rockies, they're still one of the teams to beat, if not the favorite to win the whole thing. We'll see. We'll see if they can get over that curse and everything like that. But they have all the talent in the world, so 8-2 for them to start off the season. We can also talk hockey. The NHL playoffs are going on. My favorite team, the Detroit Red Wings, are down 1-0 to the Tampa Bay Lightning. They had a lot of scoring opportunities in Game 1. They just couldn't capitalize. And Tampa Bay did capitalize on their scoring opportunities, at least more than Detroit. They're up 1 game. And I'm tired of losing to Tampa Bay, by the way. Detroit lost to Tampa Bay last year. So we'll see how Game 2 goes tonight. We'll keep talking about the NHL playoffs on my next show on Monday. But right now we're going to take a quick break. Don't forget, when we come back, I do have some predictions for some listeners of the show. I got a couple of predictions for the NBA Finals. Also, we have two celebrities are going to stop by. Coach Mack Brown and Dick Vitale are going to give us their predictions on the NBA Finals, give their thoughts, and we'll see what they have to say. And then I'll give you some other predictions, and then we'll start our NBA playoff preview. We're going to break down all the playoff matchups in the East and the West, and I'm going to let you know who I believe is going to make it to the NBA Finals. We'll do all that after we listen to some music from the Fast and Furious 6 soundtrack. Next, Sports Talk.
Sean Khalifa, man. Don't shine.
Money's the motivation, money's the conversation. You on vacation, we getting paid, so we on vacation. I did it for the fam. It's whatever we had to do, it's just who I am. Yeah, it's the life I chose. Gunshots in the dark, one eye closed. And we got it cooking like a one-eye stove. You can catch me kissing my girl with both eyes closed. Perfecting my passion, thanks for asking. Couldn't slow down, so we had to crash it. You use plastic, we bout cash. I see some people ahead that we gon' pass, yeah.
I never fear death or dying. I only fear never trying.
let me answer that one for Chris. You know what it is. It's Coach Mack Brown. I wanted to come on here and talk about the NBA Finals. I want to give a breakdown of some predictions. Oh, please, let me answer that one for Chris. I want to give some predictions right quick. I want to talk about Greg and Mo and their predictions on the college basketball. Greg, he picked Oklahoma, and they lost by 44, and Mo picked North Carolina, just like I did, and we were both wrong, so we were all wrong. That's all I got to say about that, really. We were just all wrong, but this one I'm not going to be wrong about. I'm picking the Dallas Mavericks, another team down in Texas, to win it all. I'm sorry, Thunder fans, but it's going to be the Dallas Mavericks. You heard me right. Let me answer that one for Chris. We do it bigger and better in Texas. It's going to be the Dallas Mavericks are going to win it all. But right now, I see that Dick Vitale, he's trying to get in. Let me get Dick Vitale on the line. Let me see what he has to say. Oh, are you serious, baby? Oh, the NBA is awesome, baby. It's on fire. Did you see the last night of the regular season, Mac? Oh, it was awesome, baby, with a capital A. Kobe dropped 60, baby. 60 points. Are you serious? Oh, at that age? Oh, he's so old. He still dropped 60, baby. Oh, I was just impressed. And the Warriors, 73 wins. Oh, how could you pick against the Golden State Warriors, baby? Steph Curry, oh, he's Mr. Automatic. Baby, knocking down this trifecta. Oh, he looks like a diaper daddy, but he isn't. He's a seasoned veteran, baby. Oh, I love the Golden State Warriors. Oh, but that man, watch out for that man in Cleveland, LeBron James. Oh, the king, baby. And the king has rings. Are you serious? Oh, but at the end of the day, the BDI, my ball-domed index, tells me Golden State will be cutting down the nets again, and they will go back-to-back, baby. But let me give it to a man who's a Triple M man. He's magical. He's marvelous. He's magnificent. He's bold, baby. Oh, I love it.
Well, thank you, Dick Vitale, stopping by, giving us some predictions there. Mack Brown is going with the Dallas Mavericks, and Dick Vitale is going with Golden State over Cleveland. So we'll see what happens there. But I do have some predictions to get to you that I give some shout-outs on the air before we start our NBA playoff preview. Eva, one of my friends from high school, she is picking the Spurs. All she said is go, Spurs, go. So she likes the Spurs to win it all. Then we have my cousin Rick. He is going with Golden State over Cleveland. He likes Golden State to beat Cleveland, so give him a shout-out there. Deanna, one of my friends from Facebook, she is picking Golden State over Cleveland. So you get a theme there, folks. And Darcy, another one of my friends from back in the day, she is picking the Warriors. She likes the Warriors to win it all. So we got three Golden States and one Spurs with those predictions. Don't forget, if you want to let me know who you think is going to make it to the NBA Finals, you want to talk anything in the world of sports, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. We'd love to hear from you. But let's start our NBA playoff preview, and let's look at the East. We have a 1-8 matchup in the East between the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Detroit Pistons. Look, it's been a real nice season for the Detroit Pistons. Make no mistake about it. Andre Drummond is a double-double waiting to happen. He's been outstanding, averaging 15 rebounds a game. Reggie Jackson has played really well. And Detroit has really taken off since they acquired Tobias Harris. That was a nice pickup for the Pistons there. But they're up against a really, really big-time team with Cleveland. And I know Cleveland hasn't played up to their potential all season long, but you know they can score. They're eighth in points per game in the NBA, so you know they can score. They do a solid job on the glass, even though Detroit is a better rebounding team than Cleveland. But defensively, I think Cleveland is going to be way too much. And if Kyrie Irving can take his game to the next level, we know he has great handles. But if he can be a consistent scorer for Cleveland, watch out for the Cavs. That's when the Cavs can really take off. Can they stay healthy this playoff run? That's going to be a key, but they're really deep. They're really deep, and I think Detroit, they should be just happy that they're in the playoffs. They could steal a game in Detroit. There's no doubt about that, but I'm going to call a sweep here. Get out your brooms. I think Cleveland is going to sweep Detroit. I've been hearing some people, I think Greg, oh, and let me give Greg's prediction now before I forget. Greg is picking Golden State over Cleveland, even though he said he is rooting hard for the San Antonio Spurs. And also he's rooting for the Oklahoma City Thunder as well. But Greg, from our favorite segment of the week, chatting with Greg, is going with Golden State over Cleveland in the NBA Finals. So, but he has a friend who's picking Detroit to upset Cleveland. look, and I've been hearing other people say Detroit's going to give Cleveland all they want. I could be wrong on this, but I just don't see it. I think Cleveland's going to take off, and I think they sweep Detroit. I think they're going to play some, you know, that LeBron James is going to play at a high level this playoff time. I like Cleveland to sweep Detroit, so I got them advancing to the Eastern Conference semifinals. And we have a 4-5 matchup that's really tough to pick between Atlanta and Boston. Atlanta hasn't played after their cap. They haven't played as well as they did last year. I think a big reason why is Kyle Korver. This guy has to step up. He has to make threes. He opens up everything for Jeff Teague. He makes life easier for the bigs on the inside, Al Horford and Paul Millsap. And then Dennis Schroeder, he's been playing some really good basketball as well. The backup point guard to Jeff Teague, he's been playing really well. You know, Atlanta still, they do a great job with their ball movement. They were second in assists in the NBA, and they're a solid defensive team. Thabo Sefolosha really helps them defensively. They've been 6 points allowed in the NBA. We'll look at Boston. Great season for them. They can score. I love their backcourt, a real young backcourt with Isaiah Thomas and Avery Bradley. Marcus Smart is also a really good player. I think a key for Boston is can their bigs slow down the Atlanta bigs. So that means Jarrett Sellinger, Kelly Olynyk. Can these guys get in there and can they – and Atlanta's not really a good rebounding team, so I think Boston could have some success on the glass. But Boston does a great job of turning you over. So Boston has every opportunity to win this series, but Atlanta has home court advantage. I like Atlanta in 7. I think it's going to be a great series, but I'm going to go with Atlanta in 7. But a key for Atlanta, again, Kyle Korver has to make shots. That is going to be of the utmost importance. And Al Horford and Paul Millsap have to be 20-10 guys. They need to be 20-10 guys, at least maybe 20-8 guys. You know, they have to play at a high level for the Atlanta Hawks. Again, Boston's guards, who do a really good job defensively, can they keep Jeff Teague and Dennis Schroeder out of the lane? That'll be another key as well. I say they don't, at least not enough. I like Atlanta in 7. Don't forget, if you want to talk anything world of sports, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. We'd love to hear from you. We can talk NBA playoffs. We can talk anything in the world of sports. Then we have a 3-6 matchup in the East between the Miami Heat and Charlotte. When we look at Charlotte, it's been a real nice, special season for Charlotte, led by Kemba Walker, who's playing some really, really good basketball. And I've also been impressed with Jeremy Lin coming off the bench. He's been a really, really difference maker for Charlotte as well. Charlotte is not a solid offensive team. They were 11th in scoring. They're 9th in points allowed. And we'll look at Miami. I think a key for them, it was a great move getting Joe Johnson. That was a really, really nice move for the Miami Heat. I know they're going to be without Chris Bosh, but Hassan Whiteside is going to have to be big for them. He needs to dominate. That Al Jefferson versus Whiteside matchup is going to be really worth the price of admission. It's going to be interesting to see who gets the better of that matchup on the inside. And these teams are really they're so similar when you look at their statistics, but I think a difference could be that Miami, first, obviously they have home court advantage, and also they're a better defensive team. They were 5th in points allowed. They do an excellent job defending. Sometimes they struggle to score, and that could be an issue. They were 23rd in points per game. And don't forget, 3, 4, 5, and 6 all tied at 48-34. So Miami's a 3 seed because of tiebreakers. So these teams are all equally matched. I think Charlotte's going to give Miami everything they want. I think another key for Charlotte is Marvin Williams. He's going to have to play at a high level as well for Charlotte. They're going to upset Miami. A minor upset. I'm going to go with Miami in 7. I think when it comes down to a game 7, the home team always has the advantage. They win, 80% of home games? So I'm going to go with Miami in 7 in that one. And then finally, in the first round in the East, we have a 2-7 matchup between Toronto and Indiana. We know about Toronto's backcourt. You talk about Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan. I think a key for this matchup is Jonas Valanciunas, the big man on the inside. He needs to play some really good basketball if they're going to beat Indiana. Toronto's a really good defensive team. They were 3rd in points allowed, so they do a solid job defensively. Look at Indiana. Paul George is a star. He is a really, really good player. I think You know he's going to get his. But what are the other Pacers going to do? The Monte Ellis's, the George Hills. I think Miles Turner, he's been a really, really bright spot for Indiana. Can he play at a high level for Indiana? And can Indiana's bench outplay Toronto bench led by Corey Joseph for the Raptors? I think that'll be a key as well. I'm going to go with Toronto in five. I just think the Raptors have too much for Indiana. I like them to win in five. I don't think it'll be a sweep. I like Toronto in five. So my Eastern Conference semifinals, I have Cleveland taking on Atlanta and Miami taking on Toronto, a 1-4 matchup potentially between Cleveland and Atlanta. And this, we saw this matchup last year. Atlanta had a – they were swept. They had a tough time keeping Cleveland off the glass. That was just – they did a horrible job keeping them off the boards and keeping LeBron James out of the lane. LeBron James really dominated the series. Now you have a healthy Kevin Love, and you have all that depth for Cleveland. I just think they have too much for the ATL. I like Cleveland to advance the Eastern Conference final, so I like them to beat Atlanta in five games. I just don't see Atlanta being able to put up too much of a fight against Cleveland. And then my other Eastern Conference semifinals, we have Miami as the 3-seed taking on the 2-seed Toronto. I think this will be a great series because you know Miami defensively can give Toronto some trouble. But I think, and also Miami could do a good job on the glass. I think Whiteside, I think that he could have a really, really big effect on this series, both scoring and blocking shots for the Miami Heat. But I just think Toronto's backcourt is just too much for Miami. Cal Lowry and also DeMar DeRozan. I know at a certain level, Toronto needs to prove what they can do in the playoffs. But I like Toronto to beat Miami in seven. I think it'll be a great series potentially if that were to happen. But I like Toronto in seven over Miami. So I have an Eastern Conference final of Cleveland taking on Toronto. The top two teams in the East, not going out on a massive limb there. When we look at Cleveland again, a key for them is going to be health. And also they cannot sometimes they rely too much on that three-point shot. They're an excellent three-point shooting team. G.R. Smith is lights out at times. Now they have a Channing Frye who can also knock the three ball in. They can all hit that three-point shot. But I think in this series, they're also going to have to get the ball into the paint. They have to dominate Toronto in the paint. I think that's where this series will be won. I like Cleveland in six, so I like Cleveland to advance again to the NBA Finals. So I like LeBron James and the Cavs to go back to the NBA Finals. Don't forget, it's not too late. We still have a couple minutes left in the show, and we still have to break down the West in the playoffs. Don't forget, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. We'd love to hear your thoughts on the NBA playoffs and let me know who you think is going to play in the NBA Finals. We can also talk about the NFL schedule being released. We can talk about Kobe dropping 60. Were you impressed? Were you not? Because he took 50 shots to get 60 points. We can talk about that. We can also talk about the Warriors winning their 73rd game entering the playoffs as the team with the most wins in the regular season. Just amazing, 73-9. Let's talk about those Golden State Warriors in the West. They'll take on the 8-seed Houston. You know, Golden State, you know what they do. They play excellent defense, even though they were 19th in points allowed, so their defense is not as good as it was last season statistically, but they were first in points. They can just shoot lights out. They were first in assists. They have great ball movement. The Splash Brothers, Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Houston, they can score. If you like points, you're going to like this series because Houston can score. But I think this series is going to be real short because Houston doesn't want to play defense at all. They were 25th in points allowed. If Houston has any chance of winning this series, they have to slow the tempo down. I don't think they need to run with Golden State. And also, Dwight Howard has to dominate in the paint. He has to dominate. He has to be a, to me, in this series, he has to be a 25-20 guy. He has the potential. I know he's getting older, but he has to dominate on both ends as well. He also has to block shots. And Houston's going to have to make a high volume of threes, and they have to defend better than what they have all season long. They've been playing better as of late. They need Trevor Ariza and Corey Brewer to be really big on both ends of the court, but I don't see how Houston defensively can match up with Golden State. I like Golden State in five. I know a lot of people are picking a sweep. I think Houston can win a game at their place, but I just don't see how Houston can defensively slow down Golden State, so I like Golden State in five. And then we have a 4-5 matchup in the West between the Clippers and Portland, probably the best first-round matchup in the West. Should be the most competitive, you would think. When we look at the Clippers, they've been really good offensively. They have a lot of stars, a lot of firepower. We talk about Chris Paul, who's averaging, I think he's averaging 20 and 10. 20 points and 10 assists. DeAndre Jordan, they have Blake Griffin, Black, J.J. Redick is shooting lights out from the three-point line. Jamal Crawford, Mr. Buckets, getting buckets off the bench. Clippers have a lot of weapons. When we look at Portland, they have a great backcourt, C.J. McCollum and also Damian Lillard. But I think where this series is going to be won is on the inside. I don't see the bigs of Portland, Myers, Leonard, my homie, Mason Plumlee from Duke. I don't see them slowing down the Clippers big men. I see the Clippers big men dominating DeAndre Jordan, Blake Griffin, especially if Blake Griffin's healthy. And also Portland struggles defensively. They were 20th in points allowed. That's not good when you're going against the Clippers. So I like the Clippers in five. It could go six or seven, but I'm going to go with the Clippers in five. Then we have a 3-6 matchup, and I'm really excited for this. Oklahoma City Thunder back in the playoffs after missing out last season, and they'll be taking on the Dallas Mavericks, a banged-up Dallas Mavericks team. We look at Oklahoma City. They were second in points per game. They can really score the basketball, and they do an excellent job on the glass. They were first in rebounding in the NBA. They can really dominate on the offensive glass with Enes Kanter and Steven Adams, Serge Ibaka as well, and they need Serge Ibaka to be big in these playoffs as well, not just staying out there shooting threes. He needs to impose his will on both ends of the court. And I think a key in this series is can they keep Westbrook out of the lane? Can they slow down Kevin Durant at all? I think Dirk will have to have a big series that this upset was going to happen, and also J.J. Barea. They struggled to score at times. They were 16th in points, and they were really terrible on the glass. They were 19th in rebounding in the NBA. That's an issue against Oklahoma City because Oklahoma City is an excellent rebounding team. I like Oklahoma City to win in five. Could be a sweep in this I-35 showdown, but I like Oklahoma City to win in five. And then we have a 2-7 matchup between the Spurs and the Memphis Grizzlies. Now, the Spurs, they're not playing at a high level right now. They need to get back to basics. They have to be better offensively. They need Danny Green to make shots. We know Kawhi Leonard can score. And Tim Duncan just looks really old. I'm just got to be honest with you. He looks really old. And that's sad to see Father Time has caught up to Tim Duncan like it has. But that's an issue. And the Marcus Aldridge and Boris Diaw, their health is going to be an issue as well. But it's not going to be an issue in this series because Memphis is really banged up. They're going to be without, obviously, Gasol and also Mike Conley. Memphis is tough. They were 11 in points allowed, but San Antonio was first in points allowed. They do an excellent job defensively. Bust out your brooms. I like the Spurs in a sweep. So in the West, I have all the top four seeds advancing, which sets up for a great Western Conference semifinals. First, we have Golden State versus the Clippers. You remember Doc Rivers said the only reason why Golden State won NBA titles because they didn't have to play the Clippers, even though the Clippers choked against Houston. So now Doc Rivers and those Clippers get a chance to beat Golden State. I think this will be an entertaining series. I think if the Clippers have any chance of winning, again, they have to slow down the tempo, and DeAndre Jordan and Blake Griffin have to impose their will on the inside. They have to get Draymond Green in some foul trouble. Chris Paul cannot get outplayed by Steph Curry. I think that's going to be a key. The Clippers have all on the world to upset Golden State, but I don't see it happening. I like Golden State in six. And then we have Oklahoma City, a 2-3 matchup between Oklahoma City and San Antonio potentially. San Antonio has home court. To me, they're also the better defensive team. The issue I have with Oklahoma City has been the issue I've had with them all season long. They have to limit turnovers. To me, they turn the ball over way too much. They're too inconsistent at times, offensively, with the lack of ball movement and the hero ball they play. The San Antonio Spurs, still, though, Aldridge and Diaw have to be healthy for the Spurs to make a deep run in this playoff. I don't know if they're healthy, but I'm going to go with the Spurs in seven. I think home court will be the difference. Hopefully I'm wrong on that. I'm going to be rooting for the Thunder, but I like the Spurs in seven. That sets up a Western Conference final between Golden State and the Spurs. Spurs have not proven to me at all that they can beat Golden State four times out of seven. I just don't see it. Golden State has home court. They just have too much offensively. The Spurs have all the ingredients to beat Golden State, but I like Golden State to advance to the NBA Finals. So my NBA Finals, I like Golden State over Cleveland in seven. I think the King, LeBron James, is going to be denied another ring, and I think Golden State goes back-to-back. I know Charles Barkley is guaranteeing Golden State will not win it. I'm not going to guarantee Golden State will win it. It's going to be really tough to beat Golden State. So I like Golden State to beat Cleveland in the NBA Finals. Hopefully you enjoyed my NBA playoff preview show. Don't forget my next show will be Monday at 5:30 Central Time. We'll talk about all the game ones in the NBA playoffs. We'll also talk a little NFL draft, and also we'll talk some baseball as well. We'll do all that on Monday. So have a blessed weekend. God is good, and we'll talk to you next time on Moves Sports.